Hey friends, so I wanted to record this podcast episode because I have been hearing from quite a few friends that they've been feeling this coming out of pandemic anxiety and that they're reemerging back into society and social situations, and it's just been a lot. And so I've heard it from enough people that I thought, I want to create a episode here to support you. And whether or not you're experiencing this, I know that there's going to be some tips and just support for your nervous system to recalibrate to this new emergence, this quote unquote back to normal, which their reality is that there's never a back to normal. We can only ever move forward. And just some, you know, thoughts and some framework that I think can be supportive for you moving forward. So let's go. Hi friends, it's Heidi Stevens here. Welcome to Drop Into the Vortex, where conversations about up-leveling your frequency, reaching your next level, feeling alive and manifesting with more ease are happening. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a serial entrepreneur, I am a spiritual teacher and leader, and I am here juggling all the hats right along with you, creating our next level life and showing you how to do it on the way. Welcome, let's go. First and foremost, I want to let you know that this is not about my own personal opinion about what you are or you aren't doing or how much you locked down or if you didn't lock down. What I know to be true is that if you were in major cities, I am hearing a lot of this conversation with my friends in Los Angeles who were in a tremendous amount of lockdown. So, you know, depending on your own circumstances, where you live, what you experienced during the pandemic, your experience of coming out of it will be different. I think it's really important to note that whatever your beliefs, whatever you did this past year, we went through a global trauma. We went through personal traumas. We were jarred in a massive, massive, massive way in the matter of a week. In March of 2020, so many of our entire worlds were flipped upside down. And there was just this real like impact of what does this mean and anxiety, which I don't need to go into so much detail about because we've all lived it and you lived it. And thank goodness there is, you know, light, there is a reemergence, et cetera, et cetera. So just kind of having that as a framework that your nervous system went through so much last year and noting that and naming it. And yes, you can only go through a flight or flight for so long, right? So when you're in a trauma, when your nervous system is super heightened, your entire system goes into a sympathetic state. It goes into, you know, survival mode. And that you can only sustain that for so long. So over this year, especially if you're in my community, you have found ways, you found tools. It has been such a gift in so many ways to learn how to recalibrate and rewire and nurture yourself and love on yourself and rethink your values and who you want to spend time with and how you want to do life and where you want to live, right? Like we've been talking about this, not only in the podcast, but in my communities and my groups. And in my programs. And so now we find ourselves in a bit of a different situation where vaccine has rolled out, people are feeling more safe, and people are getting back to life. If you were in a tremendous amount of lockdown for a period of time, whether that was by choice or by city, or your kids were at home, or whatever it is, it is so important that you take the time and the space to recalibrate as you move back into society. So, what do I mean by that? I'm going to say this again. There is no going back. There just it's just not the way that energy works. Like there's no recreating what was. So even if businesses are open and people are out and about and people are not wearing masks, there's still this underbelly of some part of the collective system, the collective society that has this like, what's going to happen next? This doesn't feel quite right. This feels a little bit awkward. Like I'm not quite sure how to behave, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in this new way of being. So being on the spiritual journey and spiritual path that you are, my coaching, advice, support is to really, really, really honor yourself in this process. Your no's and your yeses as you go back into society are more important than ever. It would be so easy to think, I just need to say yes because I miss seeing friends and I miss seeing this and that and I miss going to events and I'm just, of course, like I feel safe now. I can just go back into the world. Well, yes, if that feels great and if that feels in alignment and that feels exciting and expansive and like you're super ready for that, then amazing. And you might be ready one day and you may not be ready the next, right? So just really honoring your system, your body, and knowing that it's going to look and feel differently than it did 2 years ago. You're not the same person. You've been through so much. You've awakened. You've peeled back the layers. You've asked deeper questions. You've spent so much time with yourself over this last year and some months that needs to be honored in the process of moving forward. So my suggestion is just like, because I know you all did this during the pandemic at some point, you asked yourself deeper questions. You looked at what are my values? You looked at what's most important to me. You whether you consciously did it or not, you did it. Because if you're listening to me on this podcast, you were aware there was a level of consciousness that you brought to this time. And as the world shifts, even if your own individual world doesn't shift that much, as the world shifts right now, as Los Angeles fully opens up, state of California is fully opening up, it is vital that you readdress those questions. Those questions are, how do I want to spend my time? Who do I want to spend my time with? How do I want to show up for my family, for my days, for interactions with friends, with acquaintances, etc.? And also giving yourself permission, full permission to say no and full permission to say yes. You know, my own personal experience of this has been a bit, I'd say, lighter, not as intense as some of the conversations I've been having with some of, you know, just kind of this conversation that I've experienced in LA with this kind of coming back into society angst. And I believe that's because, number one, I'm not living in LA anymore. There's been a geographic change where I'm just not as engaged in the buzz as I was. And I'm really, really, really grateful for that. There's, you know, always pluses and negatives to everything. And San Diego isn't perfect. And there are things that I miss about living in Los Angeles. But being in the intensity of the collective is not one of them. Meaning there is just this collective consciousness in major cities. Specifically, my experience was in Los Angeles that is just very, very, very intense. And I am grateful to be unlocked and unhooked from that. So through this time, we have just been living in the way that feels in alignment for us, which has been to a degree back to normal, which has been to a degree going out and about, eating at restaurants, you know, seeing people here and there, seeing family. I know that not everyone necessarily agrees with that or did agree with that or whatever it may be. It doesn't really matter because I'm, you know, going to make the choices that are right for me and my kids. Harrison has been in school this entire year. He was in a pod in Los Angeles and now he's in a public school. And, you know, Grace has been going to the parks. We've had nannies, we've had support. We have been living our life by our design. And now that we are in this, now that the world is opening or our state is opening, Kenny and I have just had a couple of conversations around, well, are we going to do things differently now? Or like, would we go to a concert or would we go to, you know, some XYZ thing? And at this moment, we don't necessarily feel the desire to. I am my own, I think nervous system has recalibrated so much that I am so I'm so protective of my own energy that I really don't have this deep desire to be spending time with large crowds of people or, you know, just what have you. I'm sure we'll go to SeaWorld this summer and we'll go to, you know, a few other things. But in general, I'm just being very cautious with my energy, not from a place of I don't feel safe, from a place of my energy is everything. My energy is everything. It is my life force. It is how I show up for my days. It is brings like it is my level of joy. It is my level of attunement. And without that, without an awareness of that and just saying yes to everything and being in a million places, like I don't have a lot. So, you know, take that for what you will and apply it as it's supportive for you. And just know that above and beyond anything, just really honoring yourself. And for some people, that's going to be going to a party, going and, you know, going on a trip with lots of people. For others, that's going to be, you know, going at a slower pace and maybe throwing out a few no's until they're ready for their yeses. And whatever spectrum you're on, whatever your beliefs are, whatever your choices are, I just really encourage you to honor yourself and to create this next level, this new version of your life in the post-pandemic age in a way that works for you, for your family, for your community, et cetera. I hope this was supportive for you today. I thank you for listening. And like always, if you haven't already, please subscribe, please share a review. It really helps get this message and gets the content out to more humans. I love you. Have a beautiful day and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.